Today's Cotton Newsline is three cuts. All cuts are Dr. Don Parker, Manager of Integrated Pest Management for the National Cotton Council. First cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
The colony collapse disorder became really known in 2006 as a very unique event of bees disappearing from hives that they really didn't understand what was going on. There was a lot of effort to try to do a lot of research and understand what is causing this colony collapse disorder. They found out that there were many other factors that were involved in the disappearance and the loss of some of these beehives in the overwintering months. And so it has later been termed as decline of bee health.
Second cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
The lack of forage and habitat, where that you have increased urban expansion or a better weed control around homes and roadsides, that's a loss of habitat and food for the bees. Viruses and some diseases have become more prevalent, and some new ones have been found that were not in the country before that are affecting the bees quite a bit. And another component is the varroa mite. The varroa mite is a parasite. The varroa mite pierces into the bee and it feeds on the blood, essentially, of the bee, but it also transmits viruses. And recently, USDA held a summit to bring in some researchers, some from out of the countries, to try to really put a focus on what is our lack of information on varroa and how do we get control of this pest.
Third cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
The council has been very engaged in this declining bee health. We're trying to bring more awareness that there needs to be improved communication between the beekeeper and the producer and help them understand what would benefit the bees. For instance, not putting the bees too close to the field where that you might possibly have drift from the field. We're also funding some research that is looking at the timing of the day that bees are least likely to be in the field. So whenever you're talking about a pesticide application, you can reduce the harm effect to the bees by finding a time that bees are least likely there, and you reduce that exposure. And so there's the harm component and the exposure component. And if we can modify that exposure component, even in the instance where we can put something on a seed and put it in the soil where that the bees are not being exposed to it, those types of activities mitigate or reduce the potential harm to bees.